Main Street business owner Linda Dugans and friends are planning to celebrate our first responders who haven't stopped working during these last 2 months of the COVID-19 pandemic. An hour-long parade will take place Thursday afternoon, and they hope others will join in.
We just feel like with the recent events, everyone's feeling a little helpless and sometimes hopeless, and we're hoping this event will change that. We are promoting a rolling parade, and what it will involve is people decorating their cars, getting out their cowbells, or perhaps even regular bells or pots and pans. And we're going to start at the Park City Hospital and visit some of our first-line workers.
They will be meeting at 3 o'clock Thursday at the Quinns Junction Trailhead parking lot. That's between the dog park and the ice arena. The parade will be led by a Park City Police motorcade. From there, she says, they'll drive by the hospital.
We'll head down Round Valley Drive, and hopefully some of the employees at the Round Valley Clinic and the health department will be outside. We'll then head into town and do the little strip by the market in hopes that a lot of those employees will be out and we can kind of show our appreciation by honking horns and our decorated cars. Next, we'll head to the Park City Police Department, and the fire department should be there as well. We're not going to be able to do a drive-by at the actual fire department. Then we'll head out to the junction and go by Smith's Marketplace and end up at Summit County Sheriff's Office.
She thinks honoring those who have persevered through the pandemic is an important thing to do.
We've all learned one big lesson, that community matters more than ever. And I think it's just a great time for us to connect and show appreciation for the people that have not stopped working and they've worked on our behalf and, you know, in many times put themselves in tough situations to serve the Park City community.
She also thinks it's a great opportunity for families with young kids to get involved by making homemade signs and decorating their cars with streamers. While it's important for adults to show appreciation, she says, it'll also give children a chance to participate as well. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.